Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock, Hunter.
What's up, dude? Come on, dude.
What? What's going on? What? What's wrong?
Everything in my life's breaking recently.
Yeah?
Yeah, phone broke. We'll talk more about that at some point. Oh, my keyboard just broke.
Oh, nice. If you, what, the P, the O, the R, and the N finally popped off the keyboard? Is that what happened?
I'm trying to type. That's what I'm trying to type.
You don't need to aggressively type porn every single time. Just a light little keystroke. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Come on, you damn thing. Work, would you?
What is the, what's the most worn out letter on your keyboard? Do you have one?
It's a pretty nice keyboard. Nothing's really worn out,
no.
I guess, but.
This old, gross, dirty studio keyboard, which, dude, the amount of particles on that, like, I'm looking at it, it's disgusting.
You know, there's no real good way to clean a keyboard either.
There's not, which is, you think, by 2021.
That sticky, like, putty stuff that you put in between.
That doesn't do it. That doesn't. No, like, this thing needs to be scrubbed. Like, this thing needs, like commercial-grade cleaner.
They need to do it. Just waterproof the keyboard so I can just put it in the dishwasher.
Honestly, why have we not thought of that at this point, right? It's 2021, all right? We got self-driving cars. Hey, there's all sorts of crazy technology, and you're telling me that the keyboard can't just be hosed off. Which, think about what we do with our keyboards in shot range, all right? Within firing distance.
What are you getting to?
You know exactly what I'm getting into, all right? You're lonely. It's a Saturday night. You've had
it's
a few cocktails.
Yeah. You're holding shift.
Yeah.
You're holding shift.
Yeah,
on
exactly.
Your keyboard.
I mean,
sticky keys, right?
So sticky. You spill stuff on it, all right? Usually you got stuff around there. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I you know what? That's our billion-dollar idea, is a waterproof keyboard that you can just throw into the dishwasher.
I'm sure they have it, dude. We just haven't looked it up.
I don't think they do. I don't think they do.
Well, you got to look it up because I don't have a keyboard.
Let me look at it here. Okay. Waterproof keyboard. We'll get to Dumbo or Morning Dump in a second. Don't worry.
We'll get to it. You got one?
Yeah, they do have a waterproof roll-up keyboard. It's only... But can you throw it in the dishwasher, though?
Dishwasher safe. That's what ours is going to say.
Yeah, dishwasher safe.
You know what, dude?
Safe.
Every friggin' idea has been... Take it. You can't invent anything anymore.
No, not true.
It's all gone.
Billy Bass with a fleshlight in his mouth has not been created yet, okay?
I'm sure somebody's thought of it, though.
All right, let me look it up.
I mean, you have.
Engineer Terry, I'm doing this. So, Bass fleshlight.
Telling you, somebody's thought of it. Hey, by the way, the guy, Dave last night at Golf Leagues, wants to know, he's like, what's your deal with sex robots?
I heard a bit the other day. Any guy that's not intrigued by a sex robot is lying. Or he was like,
You know what's stuck in his brain, you know?
Yeah.
That was the first thing he asked me.
Think about it. You could literally go to a website and make the perfect woman. She's never got a headache, all right? She's never going to complain about you going out with the boys, right?
It's a robot. It's a dead, lifeless thing.
Doesn't matter. You know what? I've dated women with less personality than a sex bot, okay? All right?
You have dated some sad women.
Yeah. So,
sure.
You know what? Sex bot doesn't seem like that bad of an idea, all right?
Yeah. If you're comparing to your past.
Think about your worst significant other, all right? Sex bot would be better than that. Just keep that in mind, all right? Okay. Someone did type up about a Billy Bass with a fleshlight in it, so that might be taken already.
Anyway. I'm telling you! Zero ideas left.
We'll find one. We'll think of one. We'll be all right. We've wasted enough time. Let's do your morning dump, for God's sake.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Yeah. Well, once again, Tom Cruise proves that I'm pretty sure he's an alien. He landed his helicopter in a fan's backyard.
Really?
The surprise landing happened in central England. The BBC says the actor was filming Mission Impossible 7, and a nearby airport was closed, and Allison Webb's family was told an unknown VIP needed somewhere to land. Then, the Top Gun star invited the kids to take a spin in the chopper.
Hey, you go get in the chopper. Dude,
that's...
Okay, come on, that is awesome.
Let's just add in, you get... for some reason, like someone, you know, excuse me, we actually have a little bit of a situation. We're going to need to land a helicopter in your backyard. There's filming, and this is just something that needs to happen. You're like, okay, that's pretty crazy. And then effing Tom Cruise lands a helicopter in your backyard?
Here's what, that airport was open. You're telling me he couldn't land in an airport? Come on. You know, he just wanted to be in the news, and he wanted to be random. That's Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise does this type of stuff all the time. Just shows up somewhere. You know, hey, oh, my God, it's Tom Cruise.
Tom
awesome.
Cruise is, he just, he's on a different level. But if he ever wants to land his helicopter in my backyard, he can land his helicopter in my backyard any day. Dude, that'd be the great, like, think about it. And, two. Your kids get to go up and fly in a helicopter with Tom Cruise. Even if that helicopter crashed, that's still an amazing story. You know what
still
I mean?
An amazing story. Dude, yeah. It's just, so you were filming Mission Impossible and you needed a spot to land. I will paint a big red X in my yard.
Land here, right Tom here, buddy Cruise. Boy. Land here. Dude, that's nuts, man. That's effing nuts.
He's just so, you know what? He can do anything he wants.
Yeah.
This guy literally can do anything he wants. Yeah. He walks around this planet knowing, hey, you know what? I want to land my helicopter in somebody's backyard. I can't.
Yeah.
Because I'm Tom Cruise.
Effing Tom Cruise, man. Yep. And then he'd land in my backyard, and then we would play shirtless volleyball in the backyard. And
while Danger Zone is playing.
I'd be his Iceman. I would be. Tom Cruise, I want to be your Iceman.
Now you're getting a little weird.
Don't tell
Tom
me.
Tom Cruise, though, man. Damn.
Don't tell me you wouldn't be Tom Cruise's Iceman any day of the week. All right? Come on now. Come on now.
Dude, no, I just want him to land in my yard so I can get his autograph and fly in his chopper. I don't want to sleep with the guy, for God's sake.
I mean, just watch, just to see how it is. He's probably a terrific lover. Lastly, speaking of terrific lovers, OnlyFans made a quick switch. They are going back to sexually explicit material. That's right.
No, you're just kidding.
OnlyFans CEO says the company's bankers pressured them into banning sexual content last week. But with so many users and content producers threatening to bail on the app, OnlyFans is reversing the decision. Yeah, no kidding. Like, what were they thinking? Maybe this was just a publicity stunt. That, to me,
I think it was.
You know, it had to be.
To get in the news, you know, to get that name out there.
Yeah.
Dude, come on, of course. That's what your site is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Pornhub, not showing porn anymore.
Yeah.
Why isn't anybody coming back here? That's what you are.
Yeah. What else would you show on OnlyFans? Like, you got some juggler on there? No one's paying money to watch that.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's why you're a thing. That's why we're talking about you right now.
The more
I
read up on this, yeah, I think it was all a publicity stunt. I really do. I really do. Yeah. Which, by the way, it's still a garbage website. The fact that people are paying women to do sexually explicit. Like, I think people are just paying to hear their name. Like, oh, she said my name. I commented in there, and she read my name out loud. She saw my donation. She really loves me. She loves me. I know, dude. We're going to live happily ever after together. No, you're not. You're going
to
stay in your mom's basement.
You don't need to pay for it.
Yeah,
it's free online. Trust me.
Literally go anywhere.
I think I bought a DVD one day way back in the day or something. But
dude, I would rather draw boobs. All right, on a piece of paper with a pencil, then pay for OnlyFans. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. This is nice boobs. Look, I can make them bigger. I just got to erase them. Great. Anyway, all right, so what do we got? We got me and Tom Cruise playing sand volleyball, and we got drawn boobies instead of OnlyFans. I'll take it. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.